8:05 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed show. Welcome to the program on a Monday. And we've been discussing, as we do each and every day, we take the 7 and 8 o'clock hours and we dedicate them to all things that are important and pertinent here in the pandemic. And that includes the economy as well. And we had been mentioning for the last couple of weeks, it was the time was coming. July 31st was coming up quickly those last couple of weeks. And 50 million people that are unemployed lost the additional $600 benefit as part of the original relief package, the original CARES package from March. That expired with absolutely no substitution. So we're going to be talking about that throughout this entire week as negotiations continue between Republicans and Democrats in the White House, trying to shore up something new. And then this coming Wednesday, we hope to have an important conversation with Lorene Gilbert and try and eliminate the tone deafness that is out there among many Americans regarding what the difference is in these acts and how stark the difference is in these proposals. So we're going to do that right now. You and I are going to go over right now the difference between the three acts, really. The CARES Act, which was originally passed in March, the one we all know about. The HEROES Act, which Congress, the Democrats, essentially passed 3 months ago, and that sat in the Senate untouched and undiscussed for 3 months, or the HEALS Act. That's the Republican proposal that they put together within the last 10 days, and now it's a negotiating tool. So let's talk about the differences. The total cost of each package in March for the CARES Act, we spent $2.2 trillion, okay? The HEROES Act, the Democratic plan, proposed or still proposes to spend $3 trillion. And the Republican HEALS Act, which they just put together, is $1 trillion. So the difference there, $3 trillion that the HEROES Act wants to put in and $1 trillion that the HEALS Act. From this point on, I'll call them Congress and Senate. We'll do that. The stimulus check, the difference is there. The stimulus check, which was the maximum payment amount during the CARES Act back in March, was $1,200 for single filers, if you'll recall. That's if you earned under $75,000 a year. $2,400 for joint filers that earned under $125,000 a year. Or reduced $5 per $100 of income above those limits up to $99,000. Well, both the Democratic plan and the Republican plan want to keep it the same. So both the HEROES Act and the HEALS Act want to keep that the same. So the same $1,200, the same limitations, all of that. Okay. As we move on, how much stimulus money you get for dependents? Now, that's different now. Initially, the CARES Act from March gave you $500 for dependents that were 16 and under. College students that were 24 and under are not eligible. Now, the Congress plan, the Democrat plan, is $1,200 for each dependent with a maximum of three. The Republican plan is $500 for dependents with no age limit. Okay, let's move over to enhanced unemployment benefit. Now, this is the important one. There are 50 million Americans out of work that were dependent upon the initial $600 a week in the CARES Act in addition to state benefits. Well, the Democrat plan wants to keep that exactly the same $600 per week, and even go retroactively right now for the weeks that they've missed because of not having put a plan together. The Republican plan is initially $200 per week. That was the initial plan. Then they went up to $500 per week to match 70% of lost wages when added to state benefits, which essentially cuts that down substantially. Okay, that's the difference there. And if you're unemployed, you know and you'll feel the effect of either plan, depending on which one they go with, or hopefully there's some kind of compromise that's better than what appears the HEALS Act is offering. Now, how long enhanced unemployment is to last? Well, we knew from the CARES Act that it expired already on July 31st. The Democrat plan wants it January 20, 2021 for most workers through March 2021 for gig workers. So if you're a gig worker, that would last until March. If you're a regular hourly worker, that would go up until January. Independent contractors, part-time workers, and self-employed would also get the benefit through March. On the Republican side, it's $200 per week bonus through September, and then 70% matching of lost wages. That extends the expiration of the federal benefits until December 31st. And let's go now with the Paycheck Protection Program for business owners, for small business owners. The CARES Act back in March allocated $659 billion total in forgivable loans for small businesses who must use 75% on payroll to be eligible for forgiveness. $130 billion remains still, but that expires on August 8th. In less than a week, that expires completely. So again, if you haven't gotten in, you're getting in under the wire at this point. Now, the Democrat plan expands eligibility, eliminates 75% payroll requirement, and extends the application period to December 31st. The Republican plan injects another $190 billion into the PPP fund, expands eligibility, and allows businesses to request a second loan, eliminates 75% payroll requirements, and expands approved uses of funds for loan forgiveness. So there seems to be a wider option of loan forgiveness there. Now, we move over to employee tax credit. During the CARES Act from March, the tax credit on 50% of up to $10,000 in wages. That was the tax credit on 50% of up to $10,000 in wages. Now, the Democrat plan increases tax credit to 80% of up to $15,000 in wages. And the Republican plan increased tax credit to 65% of up to $30,000 in wages. And let's go to bonuses. Bonus for employees who start new jobs or are rehired. Neither of the plans addresses that. None of the plans address bonus for employees who start new jobs or are rehired. Now, in the Republican plan, there could be a return to work bonus of up to $450 per week for unemployed workers who secure a new job or are rehired. But in and amongst themselves, they still haven't gotten agreement within the Senate themselves on that. But that appears to be the only working plan for bonuses for new employees. And let's talk about eviction protections and the moratoriums. Now, back in March, it banned late fees until July 25th and evictions until August 24th on properties that were backed by federal mortgage programs, either Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, something like that, or that received federal fundings by housing and urban development, that kind of thing. The Democrat plan wants to expand to cover nearly all rental properties in the U.S., and it extends the eviction moratorium for an additional 12 months. And it allocates $200 billion for housing programs and an additional $100 billion for rental assistance. The Republican plan does not address this. Again, eviction protections and moratorium, the Senate plan does not even address that. So we move over to schools reopening. In the CARES Act, there was nothing for school. Everybody thought, well, it'll be open by fall. It'll be gone by the fall, right? That's what a lot of people in government thought. Well, they didn't address it in the initial act, the CARES Act that was good till March. But currently, the Democrat plan wants $58 billion for grades kindergarten through 12 and $42 billion for higher education. The Republican plan is looking at $70 billion to kindergartens through 12th grade that open for in-person classes. That's the requirement. $29 billion for higher education. And then there's an additional $1 billion to the Bureau of Indian Education, and also $5 billion as part of a state discretion plan. We're getting close to the last two comparisons here. Liability protection from coronavirus illness. Now, this protects businesses from if you brought your employees back too soon, they get sick, they kill somebody at home, then you would be protected from that liability. It wasn't addressed in the initial plan in March. The Democrat plan does not address this, but the Republican plan offers a 5-year liability shield to prevent schools, businesses, hospitals from being sued over coronavirus-related issues. So you open up a school too early, you crowd the classes too much, parents, no, you have absolutely no remedy in case someone gets sick and dies. You can't sue. Coronavirus testing is the last thing that we'll compare here. In March, we didn't address that. We didn't address the testing in March. The Democratic plan addressed $6 billion. The Republican plan is addressing it with $16 billion for additional coronavirus testing. We've got additional comparisons that we'll make throughout the week. That right now is just kind of like the bumper for them. So take a look if you can. Google up the plans and compare them yourselves. And then voice your opinion to your local representatives. 8:16 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.
Tell me a lie, not quite sure if it's...